Hello and welcome to The Villain Was Right, the podcast where we look at movies and TV shows from the villain's perspective and dare to ask, were they really all that bad? I'm your host, Craig Faye.
And I'm your host, Rebecca Reeds.
And this week on the podcast, Super Bad.
Yes. So good, not really.
I rewatched it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
I was also very aware of like, oh, comedies aren't meant to last. Right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I was like, this movie is 50% hilarious and 50% this did not age well.
Yeah. Oh, and it's just going to get worse. Like yeah. that ratio is going to change. But I remember just like when this movie came out, like I was in college studying comedy, like a comedy writing performance. And I remember like teachers coming into class and being like, have you guys seen this movie yet? This is incredible. Like this was really held up as like a groundbreaking like teen comedy. Like
I was a teen at the time.
Yeah.
Like finally
a movie where the teens are talking, like teens talk. Yeah. And like there's been dozens of those. Like there's one every generation, right? Yeah. Like finally, like 16 Candles is one of those, right? Or like
Pretty in Pink, like Booksmart. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Booksmart is the new one of that. Like it's just like every generation has their like finally a movie that really shows what being a teenager is like.
Finally,
somebody's been saying it. But the thing about what being a teenager is and how people talk change, and they keep making that movie. Yeah, but you're right. It's gonna be one of those movies that continues to age poorly.
Yeah, you have to make a lot of excuse. You're like, okay, yep.
Yeah, yeah. But guys, if you have not seen Superbad, I'd recommend it. It's worth a watch. Basically, we've got Seth and Evan, played by Jonah Hill and Michael Cera, and they're like best buds. They're graduating high school. They're kind of in their last year, but they're also like kind of losers in that like nebulous way that like some people like them and some people don't, like high school actually is. And Seth, Jonah Hill, is in love with Jules, played by Emma Stone, and Evan is kind of pining after Becca. And basically, they get invited to this like party at Jules's place, and they're like, oh yeah, this is great. We're going to get drunk and get laid. That's basically their motivation through the entire thing. Their friend Fogel, aka McLovin, gets a fake ID, and they offer to use his fake ID to go get booze for the party, because like that's what's gonna make a good impression on these girls.
Yeah,
and they go to do it. Seth is losing his mind the entire time. For the entire movie, just assume he's losing his mind at any one point. He is not well adjusted. What happens is Fogel or McLovin goes in to the liquor store to get it. He gets ID'd and it's fine, but then he gets punched out by a robber.
That seems amazing.
And then the cops get called, and the cops, played by Seth Rogen and Bill Hader, basically take McLovin on this like joyride because they know that he's underage, and they know this, like that's revealed later, they know that he's underage, but they like beat up a guy in a bar and like get him drunk and like crash the police car, and it all sort of culminates at the end at the they finally get to the party. There's like other misadventures in there as well. They finally get to the party, and Becca is like so drunk and like wants to hook up with Evan so much, but she's like crazy drunk, and he's like, no, I don't think we're gonna do this, right? Call pukes all over the place, and Jules is completely sober, and Seth gets super drunk, passes out, headbutts her, and gives her a black eye. And then kind of, you know, all through that, there's also like the whole thing about like Seth is going away. Seth and Evan are going away to university, and they're going to have to like split up because they're not going to the same school. And Evan is going to room with McLovin and like all the things. So there's like their relationship that's being tried by all this. And then kind of right at the end, they're at the mall the next day and they run into Jules and Becca. And it's kind of just like, oh, well, if you guys had just been like kind of fucking cool, this all would have been fine. And they kind of like split up and go shop with their respective girls, and it kind of works out fine, and their friendship is fine. And it's like, yeah, that's super bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens.
And a few like little misadventures in there that we're definitely going to talk about. But guys, before we get to who we think the heroes and villains of this movie are, we want to thank the sponsor for today's episode, TeePublic, teepublic.com, where you're going to find your next favorite tea.
You know what? I can guarantee they have a McLovin t-shirt.
Oh, absolutely.
With the McLovin ID, Hawaii. Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. McLovin. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get iconic. One of those there for sure.
Yeah. And you can get it on anything you want. Mm-hmm. You want that on a tank top? Put it on a tank top. You want it on a baby's onesie? Put it on a baby's onesie. Phone cases, notebooks, computer cases, anything like that. You can get any cool design that's weird and geeky and appeals to you, you can get on something
maybe
awesome.
Maybe you want the logo of this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And also, like, really nice quality t-shirts, too. Like, these aren't printed onto cardboard and shipped to you. Like, they're like, nice. Like, some of my favorite tees that I just, like, lounge around the house in, TeePublic tees.
So head on over to vwrstore.fromsuperheroes.com to check out all of our merch and favorite designs from TeePublic. That's vwrstore.fromsuperheroes.com, and thank you again to TeePublic. And now it is time to talk about the villain or villains of this movie. Craig, who you clocking?
Well, so I think the intended villain of this movie is like there's just lots of like little people who are stopping the guys from getting the booze and stopping them from getting to the party. But I think like rewatching this, I was like, oh, Seth is the villain of this.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Big time.
I was just like, oh, I didn't remember this, how miserable this kid is.
Yes, this guy does not deserve a nice ending.
No.
I'm like, he should have got dunked on like 16 more times. I was like, this guy's the worst. And that's why, and I know he's not in it a lot, but I just want to defend the bully.
Oh, yeah, because there's the guy who, like, spits on him at the beginning
and then
gets, like, knocked out by a nightclub.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because this man does two big bad things, and I will defend each of them.
Gotcha.
Number one, if anybody deserves to be spit on, it is Seth. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, this man has obviously not been bullied enough. Okay, this man, I'm like, if you're going to spit on anybody, it should be a predator. It should be somebody that's trying to act and be a predator.
Yeah.
Being like, we got to get girls drunk. We got to get them super hammered so that they'll get with us. Spit on that man. Spit on that man. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And secondarily, he spits on a cop. Absolutely. Yes.
Also,
and
shit
a bad cop.
A
really, really shitty fucking cop.
Like, yeah.
The worst cop ever.
Those cops are villains in
They're
this.
They're terrible. They're terrible.
Like the fact that they sort of are. The fact that they're sort of nice to McLovin is like not redeeming in any way. Because
also,
you see,
they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be.
Also, they shouldn't be. If they wanted to be cool about it, just let that kid go with the alcohol.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like that'd be like, oh, wow, that was so sick. Okay, like, wow, those police officers were really cool.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, we're going to hang out with this kid, give him a gun, also wave the gun around at all times.
Oh.
Which is so funny, by the way. The way they absolutely just point the gun wherever they fucking please is so funny to me.
Yes. I mean, like, immediately, like, the thing that kind of derails, like, McLovin's thing, because, like, originally they're just going to give him a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got all these calls that they have to go on, and they just drag him along. And the first call is at this bar.
Yeah.
And there's just a kind of a drunk guy being belligerent, which I'm sure, you know, they've got to deal with all the time. But they go in there, guns drawn.
Yeah.
And are like, do I shoot him? Do I shoot him?
Pistols up.
Yeah. And I was like, this is not a gun drawn situation. This is a, come on.
Yeah.
All right, calm down. Here we go. Like, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They're bad at what they do.
They're really, really bad at what they do. They also, even like breaking up the party, although prepare to be fucked by the long dick of the law is one of my favorite lines. It makes me laugh so, it doesn't matter how many times I've heard it.
Yeah.
The long dick of the law is hilarious.
It's very, yeah, they've got some very funny lines. Like, it's Seth Rogen and Bill Hader. Oh, of course, yeah, it's going to be very
fucking
funny.
Fucking hilarious.
And the point is, these cops are shit. Yes. Like, they're playing them as, like, as real miserable guys.
Like, at one point, they hit Seth with their car.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, no, not again.
and then they proceed to, like, tell them to draw their guns, get down on the ground. Like, yeah, and that's kind of done as, like, a joke in this. But, like, that really happened. Did you hear about that? I think it's in St. Louis.
Oh, jeez. Okay, no. But, yeah, please continue.
So a cop, like, dead street, middle of the night. Crashes his vehicle into a gay bar.
Oh no, I did hear about this. Yes,
and then
the
owners lived upstairs, come downstairs, they're like, What the fuck?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know the details or whatever, but they end up getting arrested by that guy and charged with like resisting arrest and assaulting an officer. And you're like, how? In what world?
Make it make sense. Like, I can't. We're just reduced to sounds and grunts. Yeah, because it breaks your fucking brain.
It breaks your brain. Like
the gears don't gear. Okay, no. They don't. I'm at a screeching halt.
And
I'm
like,
I don't even know how you possibly. Anyway,
he's like, well, I had to swerve to miss a parked car. What?
Anyway,
okay. Insane. Here's what I will say. This movie did make me realize that maybe not cops, but we do need somebody responsible for breaking up high school parties. You know what I mean?
The parents of those people.
Okay, fair enough.
I think that's the letter right there. Okay. Somebody's parents have been called and they're like, all right, it's on.
It's on.
Okay.
I'm showing up. Yeah. Showing up in the house coat and the slippers.
Yeah. 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 Like three letters, PTA. Okay. That's who's called. That's the neighborhood watch. Okay. It's the fucking PTA. All right. That's as much as you need. Okay. Yeah. For that sort of situation. Unless somebody's like injured or something big's going
down. Right. Right.
Break up a party, it should 100% be somebody's parents. It shouldn't be cops with guts.
No, I said, yeah. because I was like, well, I know, like, you know, for mental health calls, we should definitely have mental health professionals going out and doing that. You know, dealing with homeless people, that should be like social workers. There's so many things. And I was like, who do we get to break up high school parties?
Somebody's pissed mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just someone should not be like, Reeds.
Yeah. Yeah. They're armed with shoes in their hands.
Yeah.
Okay, like that's the limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rebecca's mom's here. Scram!
Scatter! Everybody scatter! She's got a Rolodex of everybody's phone numbers.
Oh no.
Oh shit!
Craig Faye, I will call your parents so I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think it should just be the parents. That's, 100%.
Well, that was always the threat to me when I was in high school, where I was like, they're like, I don't know, go do whatever you want. But if you fuck up and do something you're not supposed to, we've got eyes everywhere.
Oh, like, that's kind of, we've got eyes everywhere.
Like, you know, it's like, you know all of our friends. You know, like.
Well, that's true. Also, you know, like, you didn't grow up in a large place.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's legit.
Like,
yeah.
You've got like a 5-block radius that they have to have eyes and ears on.
A little bigger than 5 blocks, but like. Enough to be covered by my parents' friends group. You know
It'd
what
be
I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. They're like, word will get back to us.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, fuck.
That's good. That is good, though, a bit. Okay?
That's the best. I think that's the best passive control you can have over your kids. It's like, word will get back to us.
Yeah.
Coordinate yourselves appropriately.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, and if we hear some shit and it's mild, we'll let it slide.
Yeah.
But it's like,
Yeah. Okay, so I would just like to go back to me thinking these boys should be bullied.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
I get it.
Seth more so than...
Seth, absolutely. Yeah, this is more, and I think he gets the brunt of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's just them by association. Okay, so let's talk about the reason he doesn't like Becca.
Oh! I was like... Just to rewind, like Evan is in love with Becca.
Yes.
He's like really like, and he's going to his best friend and being like, I really like Becca.
Mm-hmm.
And Evan or Seth just says, Becca's a bitch.
I hate her.
For what reason?
Okay, so it's then revealed that when he was young, like when he was in grade school, him and Becca were in the same class. And he used to have an obsession of drawing dicks, which is arguably a very funny scene.
It is.
It's hilarious. The drawings are amazing.
The whole closing credits of this movie is just scenes of dicks.
Is drawing of dicks. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely phenomenal. He... Anyway, and he has his dick treasure chest, which is a Ghostbusters lunchbox full of dicks. Okay, tremendous. And then he drops one of them. It hits Becca's foot, and she screams appropriately because, like, she's freaked out. And then they find his whole dick lunchbox, and then he's not allowed to eat any foods shaped like dicks anymore.
Do you know how many foods are shaped like dicks? All the best ones.
My favorite. I'm just gonna keep quoting this. Yeah. Where he goes like a dick, like a man dick. He's just like, no, it's super weird. No.
Yeah, it's like he's like, it's fine. Like 8% of the population has it.
Something like 8%. I do like the way they make his character just bulldoze through things and continue to talk.
It's fine. And then he goes to the principal, his parents get involved, and he has to go to therapy.
Yes.
And I was like, none of that is Becca's fault.
No!
Like, and that's kind of the theme of this entire movie and his entire character is like, he blames everybody but himself for things going wrong.
Yes.
When they're his fault.
Absolutely.
For going wrong. So, like, not liking Becca is, like, first of all, they're graduating high school, grade 4. So, what is that, like, 9 years? What? No, hang on. 5 and 3 is 8. That's, like, 8 years
Craig
ago.
Craig can't do math in his head.
I can't. I was, like, minutes away from pulling out my old iPhone.
Oh, you're so funny. You're the smartest person I know, and you're just like,
smart enough to write it down.
Yeah, man. So he hates Becca.
Yeah, for 8 years. And he also holds grudges for a very long time because there's another kid that he goes like is running around on the soccer team or whatever. He goes, why don't you just go piss your pants again? And the guy goes like, that was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, what are you...
What are you talking about? You gotta move past
this. You gotta move past this. This is like grade 4, grade 5, and he's still like holding grudges. Like, do you know how different a person you are from grade 4 to grade 12?
No, it's insane.
Insane.
I will say the one speech I still do get on board with, even though I disagree with it, but I love his speech, is why he shouldn't be working alone in home ec. He's like, I wash and dry.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and I also 100% agree. He's like, you know, this is home ec. It's bullshit. Like,
we all take this class because it's an easy A, and there's 2 weeks left in fucking class. Just give me a fucking break.
I'm sorry for swearing.
I'm sorry for cussing.
It's like, I didn't invent odd numbers.
Yes! The teacher's so great, though, because she's just kind of like, go fucking pair up with Jules. I don't care. But then the first thing he does with Jules is to pretend to hump her when she's not looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, that bully has seen this guy do these things. You're not coming to my party.
Yeah.
You're not allowed at my party. Valid.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Valid.
True.
The way you and your friends talk is far too much.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just too much. I won't have it. I can't have it at my establishment. I can't have you humping women that don't know they're being humped.
Yeah, mime humping or just like, you know, pretending
to jizz into a fucking beaker.
And this is a girl that you like, you know?
Allegedly. Like, okay, yeah. And here's the thing that actually, you're launching into something I did want to talk about. Because I don't think he knows anything about Jules.
Mm.
How do you not know this woman doesn't drink?
Yeah.
Especially in high school, where that's like a pretty established thing one way or the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How do you not know she doesn't drink? How do you, like, you, I don't think he knows anything about her. I just think he's like, oh, you're hotter than me. I want to bang you.
Yeah, and also they sort of say it like, oh, she got really hot over the summer.
Yeah.
Like, blue, like, and I'm like, first of all, Emma Stone, you were probably always very attractive. Like, let's not, like, she wasn't like, braces and, you know, whatever.
Well, she might have been. You know.
You're right.
It's braces high school. People change year to year drastically.
That's true. That's true. But, like, also just, yeah, it's like he doesn't respect her. It's no. Like, he does, he's like, yeah, she's just a person that's hot that yes. He wants to, and who is just kind of nice to him. Like,
yeah,
wasn't
like reasonably nice.
Wasn't a dick when they got partnered up together. Mm-hmm. He was.
I like to think about the ending like she's just helping Becca out.
Mm.
Like she's like, oh, I'm going to pull this fucking leech off this man.
Yeah.
I'm going to release you from this bad best friend.
Yeah.
And you two can go off and this guy can purchase what he needs to purchase me. But like, yeah, it's going to be on you
today.
Yeah.
You're
you gave me a black eye. You passed
before
out.
Before grad photos?
Hit me and gave me a black eye. Yeah, you'll buy the concealer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do love that reaction she has, though. Just fucking
Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Yeah, just like, I do think the movie has the right moral at the end. I will say that. Like, Where
they both learned a lesson about low-key, like, just a little bit respecting women?
Well, yes. but...
well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah, when you say low-key, it doesn't sound like it's a great moral. no, but what
just
I will say...
treat them like they're people.
yes. Well, I guess more so like the partying aspect of it, right?
Okay,
like they get so caught up in the fact of like, we're going to get booze because that's what's going to make the party.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I do think that people go down this train of thought, right? Where they go like, and it's wrong, but like, let me just lay it out for you, mm-hmm. where you go like, okay, in order for girls to like me, we need to be fun and be cool. And in order to be fun and be cool, we need booze mm-hmm. and to be drunk. And so, like, if we have booze, if we can bring booze and be drunk, then we're fun and cool and the girls will like us.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas I think, like, both of them kind of realized in different ways at the end of it that if they had just shown up without any booze, nobody would have cared. There clearly was enough booze at this party already.
Yeah.
And two, like, Evan misses out on Becca because she is loaded.
Yeah.
If he had shown up earlier to the party when she wasn't as drunk, they could have hooked up and it would have been fine. Because it very much seems like she's went to that party dead set on hooking up with him.
Well, yeah, you could just tell immediately, and this is just like a small visual cue, but like as soon as she's walking away from Evan in the hallway and when they're in the high school hallway and she starts giggling with her friend, like, done.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about him. You're excited. You like him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or even when she's in the car trying to call him on the bed cell and like her friends are just like laughing and he's like swearing. He's like, fucking son of a bitch. Like, I can't get there. Like, that's rude. so he learns his lesson is like, oh, if I had just shown up earlier, that would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been fine, I think.
Yeah.
And sort of Seth learns it the other way where he goes like, now I'm way too drunk and you're sober and, oh, that's not what you wanted.
Yeah.
And if I had just shown up and been cool, we probably wouldn't have hooked up, but we would mm-hmm. have like had fun and talked to each other. Right. So it's like kind of this realization that you don't need this like booze party middleman. Just be yourself is kind of...
Yeah, except for Seth. He shouldn't be himself.
Well, a different version of himself. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Like, even... So, in the middle of the movie, he gets hit by a car.
Yeah, he gets hit by a car twice in this movie.
Actually, yes. But the first time he gets hit, that is true. So the first time he gets hit by a car, his first instinct is, I'm going to blackmail this man.
Yeah.
Because I want money or booze because I need to, like, correct this situation. And it's like...
Because this is right after McLovin supposedly gets arrested. They think he's been arrested.
Yes, because he's been knocked out.
With like their money that they had for booze, yeah.
Exactly. And they don't know he's secured it. So then this guy ends up bringing them to a very sketchy party that they should not be at. And...
Can I just say, I wrote down in my notes, is like, this seems like a Rebecca-ass party.
Yeah, I mean, have I been to that party? Yeah. I've been to that party. There's no doubt about it. But let's just say it is not safe for two strangers who are in high school. It's insane. So then they get, Evan wants to leave. And here's the thing. Leave. Like, anytime I've been out with somebody and they're like, I don't feel safe, I don't feel good, I think we should leave.
Yeah.
The answer isn't me being mad at you.
No.
We'll leave. That's great.
Yeah.
Like I told you, like one time I went to a party where this guy was cutting like a pile of cocaine with a katana and I was like, we have to leave. It's not the vibe.
Yeah.
It's not the energy.
This isn't the high school party. This is like there's a high school drinking party and then there is a guys going in a back room doing cocaine. And then only realizing there's another human being in the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like we're at a level.
We're
okay,
at a level.
I got to get out of here. You've brought me to a bad situation. Okay. Yeah,
that's a bad party.
But Seth keeps going. It's like at any cost.
Any cost.
Okay.
And does one of the most disgusting and probably dangerous things I've ever seen where he fills laundry detergent containers with beer.
Yes.
Like to sneak it out of the party. And I just, I cannot, like, one, I don't know if you've ever tried to wash out a container of laundry detergent, even when it's like empty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that out. There's always suds.
Well, no, and they established later that he didn't because he calls it green beer.
Oh.
Did you clock that?
Oh, I didn't.
No, he's like, it's green beer. Have some.
Oh, God.
Well, the beer in the fridge wasn't green, so something happened here.
God.
So you're literally drinking soap.
Just the worst. It is so dangerous to do that. Like, I don't want to be all poison control Craig over here, you know. Call poison control. Craig's at the party. But, like, in my hometown, that happened. Or, like, a community just outside. Somebody went to a Christmas party, and they transported punch in an empty windshield washer fluid container. And, like...
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
And somebody died. Somebody died.
That's insane.
A bunch of people had to be, like, airlifted to, like, hospitals. Whole bunch of other people had to, like, go to the hospital to get blood work done. But it's just like, yeah, it was... You can't clean those things out ever. Like it's bad.
I'm shaken, man.
It's, yeah.
That's windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah. That stuff's bad for you.
Yeah.
It's like the most, methanol is one of the most toxic poisons you can possibly.
Oh, I'm getting chills. I'm freaked out, man.
So don't, the whole time I was just like, that's so gross.
Oh yeah. It really freaks me out for sure. Yeah. It freaked me out then.
Yeah.
Freaked me out then, freaks me out now. Don't do that. And then especially don't give it to other people.
Oh my God. Especially when they have the booze that McLovin had.
Well, yeah, you want to have your own punch? Sure. Then you're the recipient of any problems that you've caused.
Oh, God.
Okay. Like you're dealing with that in-house.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't start shipping this out. It's insane.
But he's mad at Evan the whole time because he's like, you ditched me at this party. You ditched me doing this. Like, that's not ditching, man.
Yeah.
That's like that. And as Evan properly says, it's like, I didn't ditch you. It was a fucking weird party and I wanted to leave.
Yes. And, okay. Seth also hates McLovin.
Yeah.
Hates him.
Yeah.
And it is, I believe, solely because he needs to feel better than somebody.
Yeah.
He needs to make himself be like, no, I'm above this person, though. And, well, firstly, what's his name? Jonah Hill actually doesn't like him. Like, did you know that?
No.
No, when they were filming, he actually doesn't like that. I can't remember the actor's name, but...
Christopher Mintz-Plasse?
Yes.
Really?
He hated him.
Why?
Because he found him super annoying.
Oh.
And so a lot of that tension is actually real.
Okay.
It actually, like, when he sounds like just the most fucking annoyed at him, it's true. Like, he just is.
Also, I'm probably going to side that Jonah Hill isn't the greatest guy.
No! Yeah. No!
This is the end. Like, did you ever see This Is the End or whatever?
Yeah, I can't. And, like, I can barely remember it, but
the
yeah.
Whole like, there's the whole joke of that, like, Jonah Hill is, like, so nice to everyone else and then so mean to, what's his face? Popular Mechanics.
Jay Baruchel.
Jay Baruchel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like as soon as anyone else turns their back, like Jonah Hill's just so mean to him. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like that movie was like a, by the way, here's how all of this friend group actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, also all that stuff about his ex-girlfriend was kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, the tension's, like, real.
Yeah. But he's so mean to McLovin. And, like, McLovin, he's yelling at him for having a bad fake ID. Where, meanwhile, McLovin is the guy who went to go get the fake ID.
Yeah.
Like that was his own plan, right? And Seth is mad at him for it not being good enough for his plans.
Yes.
You know? Whereas without this, you would have no plan.
Absolutely. And you only invited him in because he had that.
Yeah.
You weren't even going to bring him to the only party you guys got invited to.
Yeah. But meanwhile, we've also established they are friends.
They hang out.
They hang out.
They watch porn together.
Oh.
Craig, yes, this leads into a question, because this is something I have never been able to wrap my head around when I see it depicted in media, and it is men watching porn together, because I'm like, I don't know if that's like a real thing that happens, because I've never experienced that. That's
no,
not a thing I've ever done.
It would make me super uncomfortable.
It would make me super uncomfortable.
I'm gonna say, like, I can see how it happens.
Okay, like
where you go, like, oh, and more so like when it was harder to get. You know what I mean? Like before, like the internet, where you go, like, oh. Here's the thing that I think you would like to see, because like aren't boobs cool? Mm-hmm. And you show it and you're like, wow, that's really cool. And no one wants to turn it off because they're all like, this is great.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone, like, I can't imagine being like, hey, what do you guys want to do tonight? You want to sit down and watch? No.
I
feel the same way about strip clubs. I've never been to a strip club. I don't think I ever will.
That's fine. I've been to a couple strip clubs.
Yeah, that makes more sense, because I'm just like, the idea of like, I don't know, sitting around turned on with bunch of other creepy dudes or whatever. Don't love that. And also of course you want to see naked ladies. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. But like not
at what cost?
Yeah. Kind of the whole like, I know this isn't genuine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I know that your attention is entirely because money is being exchanged. Mm-hmm. This way, it's like, I don't know. It's like the waitress doesn't like you either. You know, like it's she's being nice because you're paying her to serve you food. Like that's, you know.
As a past server, I will agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's weird. It's weird. And also, I think Seth has an unhealthy obsession with porn.
Well, if you're, I would argue within the age of the internet, if you're paying for it, I'm like, whoa, that's a...
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, mostly just for a high schooler, because I'm like, outside of that, if you have some sort of special interest, that is absolutely your pride. Like, you go for it,
I guess. But like, he's, I don't know, like the movie starts with him calling him up and being like, I've decided what porn site I'm going to subscribe to when I go to college next year. And I'm just like, that's a weird conversation. Like, you know, like it's like immediately he's just like a little bit of a horny weirdo, you know?
Although I think they're correct in thinking most high schoolers are.
Yeah.
Most high schoolers are horny weirdos. I'm sure I was a horny weirdo.
Yeah, I'm sure I was too.
I don't think a few of those actions within the scope of high school were probably fine. You know what I mean? Be like, yeah, it was a little too horny. It was a little too much.
A little too much. Also, this movie, like the whole time I was like, Becca obviously likes you. What are you doing? How are you this naive? How are you this, and then it started me on a whole path where I was just like, man, there were so many girls who were into me that I never clocked.
All right, bragger.
No, like more than I thought. Like, I was just like, you know, I was very much kind of like, I don't know, why don't girls like me? Like, I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I'm just like missing all the signs left and right. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, she was into me. She was into me. What the fuck was I? Like, how did I not know?
You're learning. You don't know. You don't know. Oh. Okay. It's impossible to know. You have to figure it out on your own. It's a slow burn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You don't learn anything overnight. Like, it's slow lessons, painful lessons, embarrassing lessons.
Yeah. No regrets, but if I could go back in time and like teach, like, you know, with the knowledge that I have now, I would just be like, oh, the knowledge I would give to my younger self would be like, notice when girls like you. You know, just pay attention.
That's nice. That's really nice. Because, like, I think if I went back to myself, I'd be like, there's no need to hate yourself this much. Relax.
Yeah.
Calm down. You're fine.
Yeah, the voice in your head isn't.
No, that's not real. Get rid of that. That's actually, you have anxiety. Nobody's told you this yet, but you have it.
Oh, I saw something. I wish I could remember who the creator was, but they said about, they're like, how do you not care what people think about you? And this guy responded being like, oh, I just realized that I don't actually know what you think about me.
Yeah.
And the only, what I think
is a projection from my own mind.
Yeah. I'm thinking that you're thinking this, which isn't fair to you.
Yeah, that's also a judgment.
Yeah. And it's just like, so I'm just, and I was just like, what? Yeah. That's too real.
It's breaking my brain.
I don't like how that's making me feel.
I know. Oh, God. And a great example. Yeah, I'm 34, still learning lessons. Okay. How many lessons do you got to learn in high school? So many. Okay.
Yeah, true. And there's a lot of them quickly. And you don't learn all of them right the first time.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think our only motivation to like Seth is that he's the underdog. Like, it's like, oh, he's the underdog. But it's like, yeah, but he's a dog.
Yeah.
He's like a real dog, you know?
Yeah. And Evan has this great thing where he's like, I've wasted the last 3 years of my life hanging out with you, talking bullshit. I could have been making friends and meeting girls.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, yeah.
No, that was very real.
Yeah. And just like, I'm tired of you slowing me down.
Yeah.
Because like that to me is a great, like they're yelling at each other. This has come to a head where you go, it's like all about him ditching you. It's you're ditching me for college. You're ditching me for this. And Seth has the line of, our plan was to go to college together and then you got into Dartmouth.
Yeah.
Like, you knew I couldn't get into a good school like that. And
an insane thing to say.
Right?
Oh, my God.
The expectation that everyone has to lower themselves in order to meet your level is wild.
Yeah, I don't operate like that.
No, and no, you shouldn't. Yeah. But, like, you're like, oh, that's the mentality that influences everything that he does. Everybody needs to bring themselves down to my level because I can't take responsibility.
I can't rise to any occasion.
I can't rise, yeah.
I've got no, yeah, there's no room to rise here.
Even his whole thing at the beginning where he talks about, like, we can get the girls drunk so they'll hook up to it. You ever, like, a girl's like, oh, I got so drunk I shouldn't have slept with that guy. That could be us. We could be those guys.
We could be that mistake.
Yeah, and I was just like, that's so, like, such a low thought of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Although I will say some of his catchphrases are some of the best.
Okay.
Mommy's making a puby salad and she wants some Seth's own dressing. I die. Every time I hear that, I'm like, immaculate. Like, I got no notes for that. That's so fucking funny. She's DTF. She's down to fuck.
Yeah.
Which I believe is the first, like, I could be wrong, but I think that's the first, like, media appearance of DTF.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
She's DTF. She's down to fuck. Like, I think there's a couple of things said in this movie that it's, like, maybe not necessarily coined, but close.
Yeah, I would believe that. This was a very influential movie when it came out.
Yeah. One name? Who are you, Seal?
Yeah, like, people called him, that actor, McLovin.
Forever. Yes. Even then, I was like, what's his name?
What's McLovin? And I had going, to scroll McLovin, up to be McLovin, like, all right, McLovin. He's like, done a lot since then and is actually pretty good at it.
Yes, yeah.
I enjoy him. But
and this,
like,
was his first role.
Yeah.
Like, this was like, he went with his friend. Like, his friend was like, come with me. And
to audition.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Except for his friend. You imagine?
Yeah,
bring your fucking loose roommate and just be like, yeah, I guess I'll try this.
He's
fucking
so
nailed it.
And he's so awkward. I, like, you root for McLovin.
You do root for McLovin.
Because, like, he's also one of the guy who doesn't really do anything wrong. Outside of, you know, having a fake ID and is that really wrong? I'm not gonna, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to our American listeners, but 21 is insane.
It is.
It's insane. I don't know what to tell you. 21, you're telling me you can let people vote, join the military.
Gamble. You
can do anything, but you drinking, it's 21. I'm like, that's fucking nuts.
You're such an adult by 21. Like, not such an adult, but you're an adult. But you're
21. I just say it. It's a bit much. I drop it down a bit. You know what I mean? Like, I do think, I'm like, even here, I'm like, I think it could be 18.
Yeah.
I think if you've graduated high school, I think you should be able to drink.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just think...
I love that, where it's just like, you can drink if you have a high school diploma.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You get your fucking certificate, and then you're like, yep, okay, there we go.
You're one of those super fucking geniuses who speed raced it and did it by 14? Yeah, you're probably smart enough to do
this. Actually, if we could slow down your brain development, you're going to get well past everybody. You're going to just speed past everyone. We're going to need you to slow down. You're cooking too hot right now.
Yeah, let's develop some of your social skills while we're at it. Yeah, it's too old.
Yeah.
And also, like, there is something to be learned from that level of deception. You know what I mean? You got to learn how to lie and deceive a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, I'm not sure I ever really had a...
Well, it's just like boundary testing. You know what I mean? Like, you're just figuring it out. You're like, how far can I... Like, at what level do I feel safe at? Like, you're playing around with it.
Yeah, and even McLovin has that where they go, like, I don't know if I can get all of this for you. Because it's, like, a huge order.
Oh!
Right?
The ask is insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's just like, I mean, I have my ID. I could go in and get us, like, a six-pack of beer. But, like, that's so suspicious, right? You look young, you have a very bad fake ID, and you're buying, like, a party's worth of booze. Like, that's one of the things where you go, okay, like, it's my responsibility as the clerk to be like, I'm going to check you at the level that you need to be checked at.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Like, I'm not, you're a high school kid coming in and getting a six pack of beer. This is a real bad fake ID.
Mm.
I'm going to ask for it. I'm going to make you sweat. I'm probably going to look at it for a while.
Yeah.
Really make you feel it. And you go, all right. You come in and you're like, I've got like a box full of vodka and Goldschlager and like beer and
so much.
And you go, no, you need to learn how to lie. You know?
You're going too big.
You're too big too soon.
Too big too soon. At least, like, in my head, I was like, if this was me, I'd be like, okay, boys. Okay, if we're going to do this, I think we got to hit multiple locations. We have to hit a few liquor stores.
Oh, genius.
Okay, like, because also this is the States, and I believe, like, a lot of, like, convenience stores sell liquor and these sorts of things.
Yep.
So it's like, yeah, why don't we bop to a couple of places? Let's split this order up, okay? We're going to hit a couple of spots. You guys will hold the alcohol while I go in and get more.
Yeah.
And then that way we don't raise any eyebrows. You know what I mean? Like, we'll... That should be the plan, I think.
And that would have been really easy to do if Seth hadn't had his car towed in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Because he parks in the faculty parking lot because he's like, these guys should be sucking my dick. And it's like, why do you think that?
Everybody told you this was a bad idea. And
everybody told you you're also not a student that... You have, it feels like you've earned no credits with anyone, okay?
Seth, get off the field.
Yes, all of these teachers don't like this kid. Like, even the home ec teacher's kind of like, I just need this speech to stop, okay? You're right, it is 2 weeks left. Why am I giving this any mental energy? Yeah. Go over there, okay? Absolutely. No teacher likes this kid. You know what I mean? You know, the teachers know that's his car.
Yeah.
They know whose car that is.
Oh, fucking tow Seth in a minute. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I would be, if I was a teacher, I would be skipping to the phone. I'd be like, yes! Because you know when somebody you don't like just drops something in your hands and you're like, oh, yeah. I mean, I could choose to do nothing with this.
Yeah.
How mad am I? How mad am I?
How much have you wronged me?
Yes.
Is it a tow your car amount?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, it is.
Yeah. Turns out there's consequences to your actions, motherfucker. Yeah.
Although I am on board with him with the last 2 weeks sentiment because I'm like,
so, yeah.
Yeah. When he's like, I'm just drilling holes. I say that actually all the time. If I'm at the end of a project and like, or an end of a timeline or something like that, and I'm already like, I'm mentally.
Oh, is that what he says in shop class?
Yeah, I'm just drilling holes. So I always just say, I'm just drilling holes, you know?
A drill press is real fun to use.
Oh, it is.
You pull down the lever and like, oh.
Yeah, I had to use when we were making those stools.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah, I bought myself a drill press.
It's really satisfying. Sick. Plus, you put the tape on the other end so it doesn't crack.
Oh, yeah. Look at you. Yeah, knowing all the tricks.
Hold it together.
Love it. There was one moment in this that I thought was really real. And that is when Becca pukes on the pukes in the bed on the comforter or whatever, and her immediate thing is go get Gabby.
Yep.
I was like, oh, this is written by somebody who has heard that. It's written by Seth Rogen. But like,
yes,
you know.
But even Jules, as soon as she gets the black eye, she's like, surely it's like yes,
yeah,
you because women. At parties, have their safety person.
Yeah.
You have your person that you're like, oh, something's going down. We check in with each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just like that, it's immediate.
Yeah.
Go get Gabby. Oh, we've all met that girl at a party. Mm-hmm. And it's all great. It's so real, though. It's so real.
Yes.
That like, and that immediate loss of composure of like, go get her. Yep.
Went from I'm so wet to I'm so wet.
Oh, God.
They said that would happen at a health class.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's such a, what a beautifully awkward, like, quote, unquote, sex scene. They don't really do anything.
No.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. In summation, I would say that these boys needed to be bullied a bit.
Yeah.
Seth is the worst.
Oh, he's crying at the end, by the way. He's like, I've screwed this up with Jules. It's like my last chance to like...
Make you my girlfriend for the summer.
Be still my heart. Like,
I hate it so much. I hate it. Craig, be my girlfriend for the summer. Like... Not that. I mean, although to say, like, if he was super hot, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. If he hadn't been running around as a pervert all night.
A true prick, I would actually kind of get that sentiment.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you, Craig. Back in the day, okay, I certainly dated people that had timelines. Like, and I knew they were timelined. where I'm like, yeah, you're not making it past this point.
Like, you mean like they were like they had a set out? Like they were like, come August, I'm moving to Romania or something?
No, more like I had a set out.
Oh, okay.
Where I was like,
You set the oven timer and put it on the thing.
Yeah, I'm like, clearly I'm not going to be dating you when I go to Vegas. Like, I'm sorry. Like, let's be real. Okay.
So you had a hard out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, mind you, that it was also with people where I genuinely felt like we both knew.
Yeah.
That we weren't like.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. Like the guy that I broke up with before, but I didn't even really, I wouldn't even qualify it as me breaking up with him. He cheated on me. But I will say, I support him in doing that. One of the few people that have cheated on me where I'm like, no, that's valid, actually.
Really?
I had my full foot out the door.
Yeah.
I was like, honestly, like, I don't love that this went down exactly this way, but like in the same token, like, I think that was kind of my intent. You know what I mean? My intentions were not pure either. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of like just another chess movie.
It's kind of like a Christopher Nolan movie where you're like, what order did this really happen?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I kind of didn't care, which I know sounds fucking insane, but I was like, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, that's fair.
Valid.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's crazy of me.
Ah, there's...
No, mind you, and I will say this, like, I was a much, much younger woman. I wouldn't play with any of these shenanigans at this point in my life, okay? Like, I have grown up, I have become a more adult, fully formed person.
You, again, to repeat ourselves, you don't learn the lessons the first time all the time, you know? There are some that you've got to keep learning. And maybe I've said this before, one of the most frustrating things about being a human is, like, we keep having to learn the same lessons generation after generation.
Oh, yeah.
Like we've learned, like, science and passed that down in, like, textbooks and think math and stuff like that. But it's just, like the revelation that it feels good to help people. And you're like...
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many times you've been told that by religion or philosophy or anything like that. I feel like everybody has this thing of like, why am I so sad? And why do I feel like I'm not contributing? And you go like, oh, it feels good to help people. Has anyone else noticed this before?
It's the same thing
every
with
human ever for all of history.
Same thing with
this.
Working out. I know if I work out every day, I am going to feel better and be happier. And I refuse to learn this lesson permanently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I relearn it every, like, I would almost say seasonally.
Yeah.
Like, I get on one. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to hit it. Gym every day. Blah, 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 blah. And then I get, like, sick or I get, you know what I mean? Something happens. And then I just get off that. And then it's done. And then it's just done because I'm like, oh, I just don't do this anymore. But then a month later, I'm like, why am I sad?
Yeah.
I probably need some more vitamin D. I'm like, no, you need to run.
You need to walk. You need to do something.
You need to get outside.
Yeah. Be where the birds are.
It's so fucking stupid. Okay. And it's something I know, but I don't know, you know?
I know exactly what you mean. I think my longest street working out was like a year. I was doing great. I had a routine. Like, everyone was like, Craig, you seem to be standing taller. And then I got sick. I think I got COVID for the first time. And then, like, I've just not returned to it since. And I was like, that seems too hard to do.
My muscles have atrophy. Yeah. Like, it's done.
Can't do it. Yeah.
Hoy. Anyway, do you have anything else?
No, that's it. Yeah, that's
for these
it for
motherfuckers.
Me. Seth is the true villain of this.
Absolutely, and they're all severely homophobic.
Yeah.
And I'll end on that.
Yeah.
I just want to.
We do want to mention that. Yes.
Well, I do want to mention that because it's like, if you don't go and rewatch this movie, like, you might think it's like a little bit, and it's actually pretty prominent in this movie. It's like, I would say every third line, there's something where you're like, no, love it.
But again, it was also held up as revolutionary as being like, look at them showing a good male friendship. Like, when they're lying in their sleeping bags being like, I love you, man. Like, that, everyone's like, that was really progressive. I was like, yeah, man. just double down on comedies aren't designed to last. Yes. They're flashes in the pan, moments in time. Mm-hmm. There's going to be shit we said on this podcast that's going to ruin us one day.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh God. You know what? I actually just think that all the time.
We're not running for mayor.
I've said that so many times. I'm like, I can't do it. I've doubled down. Like it's done. I've talked for too long into a microphone. It's fucked. Okay. Yeah. Like there's no, I've definitely said wrong things for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I have. People's messaged me about them and been like, that's actually really incorrect. And yeah. I'm like, oh, valid.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. You know, we're learning. We're learning lessons out here. Okay. So it is time for our rankings of the villain. What do you got for us, Craig?
I've got the things I don't want to drink beer out of scale.
Okay, good one, good one.
So from a glass boot, you know those like novelty glass boots that they like?
Buddy, I just serve those all the time. They are so fucking annoying to serve. They never blow the glass exactly right. Well, blow the glass, however they make them.
Yeah.
Fucking the bot, they can never stand properly. It's driving me crazy.
Anyway, so from a glass boot, which is still... It's a glass. Yeah. It's a, you know, a all the way up to an actual boot. Like a workman's, like, used that day boot. No thanks. I'm going to give Seth a laundry detergent bottle because it's toxic as fuck and is just ruining everybody's night.
Okay. I've got, okay. I'm ranking the bullies.
Yeah.
Just anybody that bullied any of these men. And I've got the cum scale.
Jesus.
What? I think it matches the theme of the movie. It really does. So from your seed all the way up to cock snot, I am...
You're right. Seed is the worst of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give the bully a hard nut. Okay, I wouldn't say the most technically correct, but better than the alternatives.
Love it. Oh, seed is gross.
Right.
Oh.
Seed's so old. It freaks me out. It's not, it's like if somebody's like, do you want a mate? And it's like, no, I don't.
What are we, bison?
Shall we breed together? Ooh. No, I think not.
No.
I think not.
Use dirtier words.
Yes. Okay, so team, before we get to our heroes and villains of the week, as always, there's a couple of ways you can help with the podcast. If you would like to follow us or get a hold of us, you can follow us at Villain Was Right on Instagram, TikTok, Villain Was Right on Facebook. And if you would like to email us your suggestions, this was a suggestion. Somebody emailed us and was like, yes, please do this because these men are awful and you were correct. So if you want to be correct, you can email us at villainwasright@gmail.com. And if you have a couple of bucks.
Yeah, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thevillainwasright. Patreon is a monthly subscription service where you get to support the artists that you like, hopefully us, and get great benefits in return. So as we mentioned, this is a suggestion from the audience. We take audience suggestions, and every month we do an audience choice poll where you guys get to decide what we do the next month. They're sometimes contentious. Sometimes it's a landslide. You never know. But we also have bonus episodes at our highest tier. So this month, my bonus episode is Dix the Musical, which if you haven't seen is so fun. Check it out and then come back and tune in for what we thought of it and how we enjoyed it. So you can do that over on patreon.com/thevillainwasright. And thanks to everyone who's already a patron, and thanks to everyone who's who, you know, maybe can't afford it, just listening to this version. It's always going to be free. We love you guys. And now it is time for our heroes and villains of the week. What do you got, Rebecca?
I've got villain.
Yeah.
I've got villain. So I'm apartment hunting again, and if you've read anything about Canada's housing right now, it's not going good. Okay, it's not going well, and so I'm hunting for a new place, and so I've looked at a thousand spots, and it's just a nightmare. Everything's so deeply expensive, but I'm like, okay, them's the breaks. Like, I need to live somewhere anyway, and I just want, my villain is... The word den. This is my villain.
I know
the
exactly.
The word den. I think some some of you guys out there are being a pretty loosey-goosey on what we're calling dens, okay? Because I get it, okay? You can't technically call it a bedroom if it doesn't have windows. And that's fair. And then that's like, okay, it's a normal-sized room. It just doesn't have windows because this is a weird-shaped apartment building or whatever. Valid. I have no problem with that. But, Craig, I saw an ad where they were like, room plus den. So I was like, okay, sick. I'm going to look at that. The den that they were referring to was, at best, a foyer, okay?
Yeah.
I am talking, like, half the size of where we're sitting right now.
Mm.
Half the size. Like, 2.5 feet by 4 feet.
Jesus.
And they were like, the den! And had the audacity to take a picture of it and label it as such. The where you put your shoes, Craig. Apparently, I've been putting my shoes in a den my whole life. I had no idea that there's just been dens in every place that I've been in. I am going to fucking lose my mind. I can't. These landlords are getting real fucking bold, okay? And I am just at my goddamn limit. I really hope I find a place soon. Anyway, yeah. Thus ending my rant about dens. Because
anything can be a den if you try hard enough.
Fuck y'all. Fuck you. Oh, I hate it. Anyway.
Yeah, den is definitely a misused term.
Anyway, okay, so what do you
I got?
What do you got for us,
I also have a villain this week.
Oh, great. We're so negative. I love it.
We're so negative. I'm gonna call this person out. I know they're listening right now. Previous guest on the podcast, my villain of the week is a good friend, Sam Norton.
Oh my God. I can see how
he's gonna, he's messaging me right here now. Be like, what the fuck? All right. So
what the fuck?
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam. We know you're listening.
This is the one episode he skips. Anyway, Sam was nice enough to invite me over to his place.
Yes.
I met his wife, his kids, everything. We had a wonderful day. It was very nice, very wonderful day. But it was a potluck. And mm-hmm. So, like, I'd been kind of busy before. And I was like, what can I make to bring for this potluck? And didn't really know how many people were there. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to make some deviled eggs, right? And I went to the store. I got just like a dozen eggs, like fresh eggs, and I boiled them, and I did them all up and everything. And then it came time to like I've got to transport them to his place. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, he can't. Like, this is weird because you can't stack deviled eggs, right? Like, because they got the top on them or whatever. So I, like, found, like, the biggest Tupperware I had. And, like, it's tall but also wide. So it's, like, you fit most of them at the bottom. And then, like, I filled that up. And I was like, oh, that's, like, I still need more room for all mm-hmm. these things. And I, like, got another big Tupperware and, like, filled the bottom with that. And, like, that's really empty. And then I was sitting there in the kitchen and I was just like, Kat, you know, I'm just doing acknowledge that this is a very, like, intrusive and negative thought, but I just need to acknowledge that I had it, which is, like, I'm really, like, I'm...
really nice,
yeah,
by the way.
Where I'm just like, this is a crazy thought
yes,
that I'm having right now.
And I want to speak it out loud.
So I acknowledge that it's
to pull
it's
the weight
nuts.
Off of it.
Exactly.
Yes, gotcha.
Where I was just like, I'm really worried right now that somebody's going to make fun of me for the way that I've packed these deviled eggs.
Okay, I can see where this is going.
Yeah, and Kat just looks at me and she goes, Craig, that is ridiculous. Who would do that? Who would ever make fun of you? You're bringing deviled eggs. And I get to Sam Norton's place. By the way, deviled eggs, huge hit.
Yeah.
Like, people are going through them like
a deviled egg is always welcome in my home.
People are eating them like
absolutely.
People were eating them like chips.
Delicious.
It was unreal. Like, I think we got through one container before any other guest showed up. but then Sam says to me, he's like, hey, Craig, do you have any smaller Tupperware at home? And like my heart just shot. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, then why'd you use such big fucking Tupperware? And so that's why he's my worst fears come to life. And that's what it is to be a man. This is what it means to be a man. Where it's like someone is going to constantly call you out for small insignificant bullshit. And it's a very light villain.
That's
I love you,
so
Sam.
Funny.
I love you, Sam. Thank you for having me to your house. I'm glad you enjoyed the double egg. But just the fact that it was just like, I think someone's going to call me out for this. No, they're not. And then immediately.
Worst voice of your inner monologue.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah. Love
you
it.
There is always a chance with comics, to be honest. There's like, you're like, nobody would. And it's like, no. If anybody would.
It's them.
That's so fucking funny. I love that. Well, that's it for us, everybody. If you would like to follow me, you can follow me at Rebecca Reads on any platform of your choosing.
And you can follow me at Craig Faye Comedy on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Next week, it is going to be our audience choice episode. So we're going to see what that is when our patrons get back to us. And this is The Villain Was Right, reminding you that mommy's making a puby salad.
'The Villain Was Right' is produced by Andrew Ivamy as part of the From Superheroes Network. For more great podcasts like this, as well as webcomics, articles, and so much more, visit FromSuperheroes.com.